Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 and 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 17th of, April. Well, really, it's March 42nd, I think. We haven't changed too much here. 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage over there, our frontline responders over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Jared this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
He didn't give me his customary bear hug when he comes in because we are social distancing.
That's right.
He did show his affection by spraying me with Lysol. So thank you very much there, buddy.
You're welcome.
Hey, what's the weather look like?
It is currently 59 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny, the high of 79, a low of 50. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers tomorrow night with a high of 73, a low of 49. Sunday, we have a 20% chance of showers during the day, partly cloudy at night with a high of 72, a low of 49. And on Monday, we have a 40% chance of showers during the day, becoming mostly cloudy at night with a high of 72 and a low of 49.
Okay. Looks like it, you're saying Sunday could be a chance of showers, huh?
Just, yeah, 40% during the day. Or that's 20% during the day on Sunday and 40% during the day on Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, still some more showers coming on down there. Good. You know, we always need it. you know, millions of people on the lake. All those things happening like that. Here. I have not seen my guest this morning. And hopefully there hasn't been a mix-up, or maybe hopefully it hasn't been an emergency. We were expecting Donnell Ewert from Health and Human Services. We'll see. Maybe he's going to call in. At 8 o'clock, I got Adam Alcabane coming in. They've got a whole bunch of stuff happening at the city, rolling out new plans and all that stuff. So Sarah, who, you know, busted her butt to get here this morning, is now here with just me. So... good morning. The weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned and Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And Shasta Gas Propane went out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and fed the VA clinic, the main clinic on Tuesday, and two of their outlying clinics on Wednesday and Thursday. Why? Because he wanted to, because they appreciate what our, you know, our people out there in the front lines of this COVID that are taking care of people that could be sick or maybe infected and nobody knows. Chuck Kinney and Judy Kinney really appreciate that. So, and we have videoed that one, or we put it on Facebook. Something like 5,000 hits on that, on that one. And the second one we did was Gendra's gas station. Gendra 76 there on the corner of Bocelli and Cypress pumps people's gas. You don't, you know, when's the last time, Jared, that you were someplace that somebody pumped your gas for you? Jared's trying to get his find his microphone.
When I was in Oregon, I guess?
Oregon, but even in Oregon, I think they're stopping that. But Gendra's has been doing this since the very beginning. So they pump your gas, they check your tire pressure, they clean your windshield. And all for part, you know, when you get your gas. So if you don't want to get out of your car, you don't want to touch the gas pumps, which one of Dr. Gonzalez told us is a good way to contract or expose yourself. I shouldn't say contract, but expose yourself to the coronavirus, CV-19, because of it can last on metal for 3 days, up to 3 days. So, yeah, Gendra's 76. So that one also got thousands of views on Facebook. And that was interesting. I didn't think that one would. You know, I mean, it was nice, and but a lot of people obviously liked that, you know, old service that, you know, one of our first jobs when you were growing up was at a service station. And what did you do? You checked the oil. You pumped the gas. You, you know, cleaned the windshields, checked the, you know, the tire pressure. You collected the money, and then while you were doing that, you were cleaning up all the time. So, anyway, okay, a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are happening here, a lot of changes. And this is why I was interested in getting Donnell Eward on, because Trump came out yesterday with guidelines to open up the country. Did you get a chance to read those, Jared?
I heard a little bit on the radio, but I did not read them.
Okay. It said here is that he's got a number of different things. Of course, his critics are out there. But he had all 50 governors on a phone call. And he has a three-phase approach to bring back parts of public life, such as schools, restaurants, theaters in certain areas, based on evidence that the virus is waning. Now, you know, it hasn't been totally fleshed out. But this is the part of it says each phase is going to require a 14-day period of downward trajectory of the COVID-19 cases in order to move on to the next phase. And it's going to be judged on certain criteria for widespread testing for patients and healthcare workers, contact tracing, and hospital capacity. Said the guidelines to lifting restrictions could be implemented statewide or by county. And that makes sense. We've got five counties in Northern California that have not had one case of CV-19. Trinity, Shasta, Modoc, I think Lake, and one other county. They have not had any cases. I'm sorry. Trinity, Modoc, Lassen, Sierra, and Mariposa have not had any cases. The first phase is requiring states or regions to meet the criteria and continue practicing social distancing guidelines currently in place. And this first phase suggests requiring vulnerable individuals to continue sheltering in place, and that could be elderly or people with underlying conditions, such like that. Requiring public distancing in public, avoid socializing in groups of more than 10 people. So you could have up to 10 people in the groups in this first phase. Minimizing non-essential travel, continuing to encourage telework. Shuttered schools should remain closed. Prohibited nursing home and hospital visits. Elective surgeries can resume on an outpatient basis. Bars should remain closed, but gyms can open under physical distancing and sanitation protocols. Well, good. You can go back to the gym again and start pumping iron, Jared. The second phase, under which states or regions with no evidence of resurgence that meet certain criteria a second time, can begin easing up on. Schools can reopen. Non-essential travel can resume. Bars could operate with diminished standing room occupancy. All people should maximize physical distancing in public. Continue to encourage telework. Gyms and bars can remain open. Visits to nursing home and hospitals are still prohibited. Movie theaters, sporting venues, and churches can operate under moderate physical distancing. And elective surgeries can resume on outpatient and inpatient basis. Okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to talk about these when we get back. I want to hear what you think about this. As you know, Americans are very, we talk about sheeple and all these kind of things. Americans are very independent. People up in Northern California, I like to think, we're different, so much different than the people in Southern California. Not better, not worse. We're different. As one of the doctors came in, we live up in Northern California because we like the idea of social distancing. We like the idea of not being crowded in on each other. So the social distancing, okay, it's not that, we can do that. And then we look at the, following the guidelines, and we follow the guidelines pretty good on the social distancing. Of course, everything is shut down. But as of today, only 25 cases. In Shasta County since this thing began. Only two people still remain in the hospital. We've had three deaths. The rest have recovered from this. And the three deaths were unfortunate, but there were a lot of underlying conditions there. Now, people, of course, are starting to question, well, why do we even do this? We'll get into that one later. And I'd like to hear from some people that think, did we overreact to this or not? I mean, we're not out of the woods yet. And there's a lot of reasons for this. We had the highest death rate yesterday than we had any day since we've had the CV-19 has hit. We've got over 44,000 deaths in this country. from the CV-19. Yeah, I know people are saying, you know, you're hearing, you know, one person here, one person there saying, oh, they're counting everything. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not in that hospital. So, but we're going to take a quick break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of those banks that that was involved in the PPP program along with the other programs, of course. But Cornerstone Community Bank got on top of this curve, and we're helping people quickly to receive that economic help so they could pay their people so they didn't have to lay them off. Or if they've laid them off, now they can bring them back on again because they've got 2 months to spend this money, which, depending on what kind of structure you have, could be kind of tough. But what it does is it pays the salaries for your employees. We applied for this, and in fact, we're approved. And money is supposed to be moved, maybe today. Who knows? You know, when I hear that the program itself has been shut down because it's run out of money, kind of concerns me. But Cornerstone Community Bank was in there first and quick. And Jeff Fink, the CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, is going to join us Monday morning and tell us what kind of impact this has had on banks. You know, how is it over, you know, the smaller banks and towns, you know, they're funneling a lot of money through them because they felt like they could get the job done quicker. So it'll be interesting to hear from Jeff about how this has impacted on banks in our region here, maybe across the United States. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We've got about 45 minutes left, so we're going to be discussing a number of things that are happening out there, including the fact that the attacks haven't stopped yet. And will they ever attack? And I'd like to discuss what you're doing during this time frame. What are you doing while you're at home? Are you doing anything different? Are you have you acquired the ability now to do things that you haven't done before? Have you started doing things that you never thought you would, but now you've got the time to do it? 7:17 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings, go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. We're practicing our social distancing. Not at home, but it's amazing, the social distancing and how, you know, you see people all the time. You don't realize how many people you see every day. Or, you know, on the weekends or during the evenings, you know, you have dinners and all that. I actually have money left over in my account here toward the end of now. And, it's not that you don't miss the people, because you do. But you also are kind of taking this time to reset and, being able to, you know, achieve some things. Maybe it's redoing part of your rooms, or maybe it's landscaping, planting for the summer, for maybe planting your own vegetables this year, or putting in new sets of roses. Turtle Bay has still got great deals out there on plants and shrubs that you can do online. Just go to the Turtle Bay website and you can order them, and they will. You can find the kind of flower that you want or plant that you want, and you can look at it and see where how it grows, all the information you could possibly want. You buy it, come on down and pick it up. They'll load it into your car or truck for you, and then you can bring it home and use it. So, I mean, that's one way of doing it. Have you ever wondered? I saw something yesterday that says, my kid grows up, and they're going to be thinking as they get older that all you have to wash all your packages from the grocery. Well, the FDA has come out and said you don't have to wash the grocery packaging. It's not necessary. And so the FDA made that announcement, I believe, yesterday. And the new guidance on that says no need to wipe down food packaging, because it's not going to carry the CV-19. Then people, of course, thinking it could be contaminated with the virus. I have recent studies have shown it can live on certain surfaces between hours and days. And there's no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with transmission of the virus. So, but I wonder about, do you drink canned sodas, Jared?
No. Yeah. I drink energy drinks sometimes. Yeah.
Well, when you get them, do you wipe off the top, or do you just kind of like pop it and drink it?
I've been trying to, yeah, I just drink it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what most people
do. I think maybe
do.
A couple times I may have.
Yeah, one of the things you learn, one of the doctors said, oh, yeah, the amount of germs on those can tops is just phenomenal. And that, you know, of course, you don't never thought about it before. And so it might be something to think about before you put it in your mouth, is, you know, wiping that down, you know, with your, you know, shirt sleeve or something. I don't know what that would do, if that would do any good. A lot of things else are happening. We talked about the people that are in Wisconsin that did a gridlock around the protesting what the governor was saying. She's got like four sheriffs that are saying, we're not going to enforce these restrictions. They're way too draconian. You can't visit your family. You can't go next door if you're out. We're going to ask you why you're out, all these things. So the people in Wisconsin do not like that. So her answer to that was, well, yeah, I saw their, she says, I saw this. You know, they were just risking people's lives, and they had Nazi and rebel flags they were flying. Well, I didn't see any of those in the video of that came across, but you know, if it makes her feel better. Governor Newsom here in California, his approval rating is at 82%. Nobody has an 82% approval rating. But he has taken steps on the taking care of the virus here. And it has been, he has been direct. He's done it quickly. He's taken, if he saw, you know, if something happened that wasn't right, he took the hit on it. He says, I'll own that one. But he, I hope, will, if all the other things that are coming down, like the zero bail, which in anybody's opinion that's got anything to do with law enforcement or common sense, thinks that's ridiculous. We've had to turn loose 13 people from our jail that met the criteria. There was 47 names that were put in there, but only 13 ended up being released. Stephanie Bridget, DA, was on yesterday and talked about how they went back and they had to plead their case to the judge here in Superior Court right down here in Reading about why these people shouldn't be out. But 13 of them got out. Now, they did list their names and their photos on the sheriff's website. So you might want to take a look at that if there's somebody that, you know, that was caught or somebody that was arrested for doing things to your property or whatever. But at least they're identifying them. And that one, the zero bail, is going to be on a proposition this year about doing away with bail in California. When I read things like this, and then I think to myself, who would vote for that? Zero bail. And yet, it could possibly pass. It depends on how they package it. And if they want to package it like a class warfare where, hey, if you're rich, you can get out of jail no matter what you do. But if you've got if you're a working man or mom and you're working at two jobs and you do something wrong, you don't have the money, so you're going to have to go to jail. And that's how they're going to package it. Instead of, if somebody breaks the law, you need to be held responsible for it. And the percentage of them, and the vast percentages that this will affect are not your really rich people, I don't believe. The question of keeping somebody in jail who can't make bail is, you know, that is tough. But that's the way the system works. Now we want to change the system. So there's zero bail. It'll go in front of another bureaucratic group. However, that this has to be formed by the government, this has to be hired, this has to be supported, and they come in. If it's an egregious crime, yes, it's going to be automatically, they're going to go there and there will be bail set. But there's going to be, I imagine, thousands, maybe tens of thousands that are arrested that just walk in and walk out. No bail. We're going to have one of Holly Holstra from Holly Bail Bonds is going to be in here sometime this month to talk about what impact this could have on our legal system. But how many people are going to be put out of work on this one? 8:29 in the morning. It is. Oh, what's the temperature right now, buddy? Jared, you there?
It is 60 degrees.
60 degrees. It's going to go up to 79 today. It's going to be 73 tomorrow and Sunday. Chance of rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has had this business for over 25 years. He's truly from the old school, and every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. He fixed a crack on my windshield 13 years ago. Still can't see it. Not gotten any bigger. It's just an example of the kind of work he can do. Chips up to a quarter in size, of course smaller, and cracks up over 2.5 feet in length. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or just go on down to 3208. Well, you probably should give him a call before you just drive down there, because he usually has some cars in there he's fixing. And set up an appointment at 241-8373. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. 58 degrees, 7:30 in the morning here on the 17th of April, and we'll be right back.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans? All decked out like a cowboy's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Here comes my baby, dragging my heart behind. He's driving me crazy.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know, I've been doing it 5 days in a row. You would think on Friday, I would just be able just to roll right through this. And I didn't hear myself on there. It wasn't your fault.
You were on.
I know I was on. And I was just, Hey, it's Friday. Maybe I should social distance myself from this microphone. 605-4567 is our phone number. Welcome to the show. The our guest from Health and Human Services, maybe you've had a mix-up with it or something has come up. Or maybe he's going to come in at 8 o'clock along with Adam McElvain, Mayor McElvain, to talk. That's okay. There's plenty of information we can get from both of them. Hey, a couple of things here. This portion of the show brought to you by a business that's not open, but hopefully will be open here if we can get these guidelines nailed down. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, right here. It's where Linda goes to shop when she's going to look for jewelry. They've got it all there. And she'll be down there, I hope, the day it's open. Grand reopening after the COVID. A couple of things. I was wrong about the numbers. I thought it was 44,000 that have died. It's 33,000 have died. So that's good news. I was wrong. Bad news is that there is one more case in Shasta County. So we're up to 27 cases now. No, we're at 26 cases. Oh, okay, I was right about the number of cases, but I thought we hadn't had one in like 3 days. But
it's just that we got one this morning. Well, okay. Because it updates every actually, it updated last night.
Yeah, that's when I looked at. Okay, so it is 26. Okay. Hey, you know, when we had Dr. Bawa on, who is the physician from Shasta Regional, who's treating the patients with COVID-19 there, one of our listeners wrote in on the chat room, what about this drug Remdesivir? She said that they're looking at it. And he said, yeah, he says that's a new and experimental drug, and it looks like it has some hope. Well, it says here it's showing real promise for treatment of the coronavirus. The drug itself is causing rapid recoveries in fever and respiratory symptoms, with nearly all patients discharged in less than a week at a Chicago hospital. The entire world's been waiting for results from Gilead's clinical trials, and positive results would likely lead to fast approvals by the Food and Drug Administration and other regulatory agencies. If safe and effective, it could become the first approved treatment against the disease. So I'm always in awe of our listeners that they have these they're out looking, they're out researching on things like this, and this was mentioned now, it's well over a week ago, and she brought this up in the chat room and for a comment. So it looks like this has some real potential here. What is, you know, other things that are going on in the world? I mean, try to find something out there, you know, their news. Even the football draft looks like they're going to be drafting from their homes for this, that they're going to be making all their decisions during the football draft. Either that or move the draft back. I don't foresee that happening. Is the football season going to be moved? Is baseball season going to be moved? And how far, according to President Trump's guidelines, and they still need to be fleshed out, like I said, their phases. Does it mean that baseball could start, but instead of having a full stadium, maybe it's only a third full? Instead of having, you know, 10,000 people in there, maybe only 3,000, so they could have the social distancing. Football games. Will the football games play in front of empty stadiums? Will the NBA play in front of empty stadiums? It's going to be interesting to see how fast we can get this back and we can get back to a semi-normal. And then how is life changing after the CV-19 epidemic, the pandemic? How is life going to change? What are you going to do different? Are you going to do anything differently, Jared?
I think I might be reluctant to shake people's hands.
Okay. Handshaking may be one of those things that don't happen anymore. I think that we're going to see more telemedicine being used. Instead of people coming into doctor's offices, I think they're going to be getting appointments and be talking to their doctor over the Zoom or some kind of secure network. I think you're going to see much more of that. Are you going to see, you know, are people going to isolate themselves, or are countries going to isolate themselves more? The when you look at something like this and the borders in the European, even in the EU, the European Union, the countries, and they were starting to seal their borders off because they couldn't control the who was coming in. They didn't know who had the virus, who may not have the virus. And frankly, I haven't heard since this thing began anything from the open border people along our southern border. And we shut down the border also with Canada. But I haven't heard anything from people saying, oh, no, no, that border needs to be open. We need to be able to let people through here. If they get there, let's just let them come across. Haven't heard that. Is this going to be an impetus to, okay, hey, look, let's shut down the border so we can protect ourselves from things like this, from pandemics, to help us protect ourselves from pandemics? Are we going to have a group as, you know, is something like this going to roll around? Is CV-19 going to come back again in January? Are we going to have medicine that we know can effectively treat it by then? When we talk about the pharmaceutical, how much pharmaceuticals make, and they make tons of money, we know that. And, they, you know, we have to get our arms around something like that. But how much did it cost to develop this drug? I mean, I have no idea. Did it cost millions? Was it something they had on the shelf? And they said, well, let's test this one. Or was this something they had to develop from scratch? I know their stock went up 8% yesterday when this announcement came out, 8.1% to be exact. So is there going to be a vaccine? And who gets this vaccine? Is this going to be one of those things that says, yep, you got to get this vaccine? Do we vaccinate kids with it? Adults? Do people that are against vaccines, are they going to be vaccinated on something like this? Is the COVID-19 that deadly that it changes our way of life? I hope not. I hope the idea of the handshakes. I have a tough time not shaking hands with somebody that I know. But I am not going to, force somebody to shake hands. I'm not going to, do those things. And social distancing, do we need to be piled up one on another in the grocery line? Maybe there ought to be maybe a 3-foot gap between us when we're doing things like that. I just think that there's going to be a lot of impacts after this is over about, what is going to be normal. And people, are we going to travel like we did before? Are we going to be put into airplanes stacked together like this? So many unknowns after this. Businesses. How am I going to do, for us in the media, for us in this radio station, we did nothing different except, the social distancing. We did all that and all the, we did all the sanitation of it. We shut down earlier. Once everybody finishes their jobs, instead of hanging around and chit-chatting, everybody, out of here. And, going down and doing the takeouts from places, because we try to go out every day while we're here and get lunch from a different place, to help support the businesses. Go down, pick it up, bring it back here. Trying to support those restaurants and businesses. But is this something that may stay, on there? Hey, look, if you want us to do your shopping for you, we will. And when you show up, you've paid for it, like Orchard Nutrition, that they'll do your shopping for you. You never even have to leave your car. You call in, tell them what you want. You pay over the phone. You show up at when they're ready, they give you a call. You show up at Orchard Nutrition. They bring the food out and put it in your trunk, so that you don't have to touch anything, you don't have to be out of the cars. Is this going to continue, or are we going to go right back to what we were doing before? It's interesting. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I tell you what, Judy Maxwell and her people have been very busy during this time frame. The financial side, making sure people are understanding what's going on with the stock market, up, down, plummeting and then rising, setting records on both ways. Helping people continue to get their health insurance, make sure their homes are insured, their cars are insured during this tough time. If you have any questions, give Judy Maxwell a phone call and talk to either Judy or one of her very well trained people there, people that know all the ins and outs and nuances of the financial or the insurance, two separate divisions there, so you're not dealing with one person trying to keep up with both sides. Give her a call at 221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Have been helping people since 1993. We'll be right back after these messages.
So full of doubt, you just can't let it be. When I know, if you keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge spring ammo sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings, go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge spring ammo sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8600.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Carl Lindabot. Linda is going to be on assignment all of this month, as long as the quarantine's going. 605-4567 is our phone number here. 8 o'clock. I hope I have better luck with that. And Adam McElveen will come rolling in here. And the city is having a they're talking about some kind of economic help also via the using some funds from the greenhouse gas funds on being able to help people with their businesses, their utilities, and all kinds of things. I can't wait to hear about what's going on that way. It's Friday, and I mentioned this yesterday, but I gotta finish this thing up. In our backyard, we have two bluebirds. I think they're bluebirds. They're not like your traditional bluebirds. They look almost like blue jays, except they don't have a top knot on their head.
I think the ones around here are called scrub jays.
Scrub jays or something like that. Have decided our backyard is going to be their home. They built a nest in a tree next to the house, a small tree. And I've never realized how, I mean, you kind of realize it subconsciously that birds are very territorial. You'll see a bunch of small birds chasing a crow across the sky, attacking it. Well, we have these two blue jays now, and one of them has taken it upon themselves to keep elk killer away from the nest. The bird just doesn't like come down out of the tree if she gets close. She sits out. She sits on a table right next to our French doors. You can see inside the house, and sits there and watches. And she's got. I say she. I'm just saying maybe it's the mother of the. I don't know which one it is. But the bird sits and stares inside the house. We walk out. It doesn't fly away. I mean, I'm within like 3 feet of it. It just looks at me. And so there's no fear there. And of course, we haven't done anything to do it. And I feed birds. I feed the birds. But when it comes to elk killer, the battle is on. When she comes out to go into the backyard, the bird will go from spot to spot following her. And then now the attacks have started. They started day before yesterday. Here you are just trying to go out and pee, and a bird comes down and hits you in the back of the head. A dog leaps into the air, does a double bat flip, and, you know, runs out of the yard because something is here. Now the bird and the dog are staring at each other, and the dog, elk killer, is out there. And the bird is just waiting. And it's, you know what, we sit there, and it's not funny, really, I guess, if you're an elk killer. But, you know, we're getting a kick out of this because the dog is on, her head's on a swivel watching. And I've seen her do that. You know, she's standing, then all of a sudden she does this quick 180, you know, to check behind her. And it's funny as anything. So now, since it seems like the backyard is off limits for her, you know, we go out into the front yard, and, you know, so she's protected. But she won't go out now. Last night tried to get her out yesterday afternoon. No bird. I couldn't see a bird anywhere. So come on. Let's go outside. She get on down to the bricks, and she's looking around because she knows something's happening out there. Have you ever seen
I was going to say, have you seen any videos of the Australian magpies?
No.
Oh, just attacking humans?
Humans?
Like, yeah, people riding their bikes or... There's great videos of people with, like, cameras facing backwards, and this bird is just chasing them all the way down the street.
Well, you know what? I've never had that happen in my house, but they've got this great nest, and it's a big nest up there. So protective. But they have not started at us. But we haven't, you know, walked down there near the nest. We can see it from one of our windows, so we can kind of check on it. But it's going to be interesting to see if we're going to have baby bluebirds here, or blue jays, or whatever they are there. Elk killer, who is afraid of nothing, is now, like I said, she's losing the battle against the blue jay. All right, we have you know, stories here from people coming in. This woman was self-isolating at home without contact. She was for 3 weeks, but she thinks that she caught the virus from a woman delivering groceries to her home. That's interesting. But again, there's no evidence that it comes from the groceries, okay? From the people, yeah, that's how it's passed, from people that may have it. But again, there's no evidence. The FDA has said you don't have to worry about that. And you get into places where you can order now. You can buy food online and go pick it up and pay for it there. Do your shopping online and it can be delivered. But if you're concerned about that, it's already been paid for. Just have them put the groceries outside, and you can get it that way. I have not used that. I mask up. Yeah, I know. I mask up most of the time if I have to go get something. But we are trying not to do that. If it's like one or two things that you think, you know, oh, gosh, I didn't get this. Well, we just don't do it until I can get a, you know, if I have to go and make a larger run at one time like that. So the last thing probably, when we talk about in the future, how it's going to change governments. As you know, the in Asia, they seem to be handling this. I'm not talking about China because you can't trust anything they're doing. But I'm talking about South Korea, Taiwan, some of those, you know, some of the countries like that. But they are very doing it in a very autocratic way. They're using a lot of surveillance. They're using a lot of IT, information technology. And I'm not sure that would work in a place like our country, where we don't like the idea of the police having a drone, much less having cameras everywhere, much less tracking us through chips on like wristwatches to make sure that you're social distancing. And they just shutting down what we've been doing in our businesses. Look at the pushback we're starting to get now. People are going, well, you know what? There's more people that die from influenza than from this. Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But it appears that this, you know, COVID-19, and I kind of trust doctors, and I, you know, that fight this thing, and they're looking at it and facing this every day. I trust when they tell me that this virus is so much worse than influenza, so much worse, and what it does to you, and we don't know at the end of it, even if you've, you know, recovered, what kind of long-term effects it could have on you. We've heard it could have lung problems. It's heard, you know, you hear things like it could even affect your brain. Again, but nobody knows because this has just started. Now, the latest, you know, this is the opinions, is they really just, people are starting to believe that virus, well, it started in Wuhan. It may have come from a laboratory they have there. The Chinese have changed their numbers upward for the amount of people that died in Wuhan dramatically. This whole 6 weeks of this will be over. And we'll talk about it next year, and you can tell your grandkids that, hey, I remember when we didn't have graduation, you know, 50 years from now, telling your grandkids, no, we didn't graduate from high school. In fact, we didn't even have to go to school for 6 weeks and graduated. When we graduated, they sent us our diploma. And when they started school, there was no football because there was, you know, people were still social distancing at that point. This will be over. What would we have learned from this is the big thing. Will we learn to be prepared for this next time? You know, everybody's blaming Trump. We didn't have enough ventilators. We didn't have enough masks. Well, as we're finding out that many of these states were supposed to have the same type of equipment and spent their money on something else. Anything from solar farms to education for various groups of people. But perhaps if we have one thing out of this, if one thing out of this is positive, it would be that that we prepare ourselves for something like this, ventilators, masks. But unfortunately, every time we train for the last war, we train for the last, you know, pandemic. What if it's new? What's out there? Are we going to listen to scientists that say, well, this could happen? We'll be back after the news with Adam McElveen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Opening up America again. And that's what we're doing. We're opening up our country.
President Trump and his coronavirus task force out with a multi-layered blueprint aimed at getting life in this country back to normal.
President Trump has presented governors with a roadmap laying out a three-phase plan for reopening the nation for business.
This is a gradual process. As the caseload in a state continues to go down, restrictions can continue to be eased and come off.
A component of Phase 1 includes strict social distancing for all people in public. In Phase 2, travel could resume. Phase 3 is a return to normalcy for most Americans. People most susceptible to the respiratory disease are advised to remain sheltered in place until their area enters the final phase. Mike Gracia, Washington.
New rules requiring New Yorkers to cover their faces in public are taking effect. State residents prepare for at least another month of social distancing. Republican efforts to keep the government's Paycheck Protection Program afloat have hit a snag. GOP attempts to add more money to the depleted coffers being thwarted by congressional Democrats.
The Small Business Administration says it reached the $349 billion maximum for the lending program after approving nearly 1.7 million loans. But thousands who are left have to wait for Congress now to approve another relief package, waiting for a $250 billion infusion.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says the program's designed to help small businesses and their employees. Democrats refuse to allocate any more money unless half the new funding is being set aside to help only businesses that are owned by women and or minorities. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory, the Dow up 371 points, the NASDAQ better by 58, the S&P 500 index up 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com.
China's economy has contracted for the first time since record-keeping began decades ago. The first quarter saw a 6.8% decrease in China's GDP compared to 1 year ago.
The huge decline shows the profound impact that the virus outbreak and the government's draconian reaction to it had on the world's second largest economy. Beijing has signaled a significant economic stimulus is on the way as it tries to stabilize its economy and then recover. Earlier this week, the official mouthpiece of the ruling Communist Party, the People's Daily, reported it would expand domestic demand. But the slowdown in the rest of the world presents a significant problem, as exports still play a major role in China's economy.
The BBC's Robin Brandt. At least 50% more people died in China's virus epicenter of Wuhan than previously counted. News and analysis at townhall.com. Plans in the works for pro golfers to return to the links without fans on the sideline.
The PGA Tour laid out an ambitious plan Thursday to resume its season the second week of June and keep fans away for at least a month, conceding that any return to golf depends on whether it can be played safely amid the coronavirus outbreak. The Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas, was pushed back to June 11th through 14th. Assuming golf gets the green light from government and health officials, the tour then would have an official tournament every week through December 6th, except for a Thanksgiving break. Golf is the first sport to announce plans for a restart. Last week, the PGA announced that three majors, including the Masters in November, would go off later in the year. I'm Josh Rountree.
An International Space Station crew consisting of two Americans and one Russian was greeted today with extra precautions due to the coronavirus pandemic. It landed safely in Kazakhstan after spending more than 200 days in space. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and today, of course, is the 17th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Those guys are out there in that front lines, and when the COVID-19 cases come in, where do they go to? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. Jared, what's it look like for weather here for over the weekend?
It is currently 61 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 79, a low of 50. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers tomorrow night with a high of 73, a low of 49. Sunday, we're going to have a slight chance of showers during the day, becoming partly cloudy at night with a high of 72, a low of 49. And on Monday, we have a 40% chance of showers during the day, becoming mostly cloudy at night with a high of 72 and a low of 49.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business, a locally owned business that gives super customer service, discounts for seniors and veterans. And this week, fed the VA clinic was out there and delivering pizzas to the VA clinic, all three branches of it, one here in town, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday. Chuck said he hasn't heard so much from nurses since he was in Vietnam. A lot of them are writing thank you notes, and you can see it on Facebook. It was great. So thanks so much for the Kennys and Shasta Gas Propane, because they support our community. It's just one of the ways they do it. Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are moving higher this morning. The Dow is rallying 409 points at 23,941. The S&P 500 is positive 36 points at 2,836, and the NASDAQ advancing 61 points. At 8,593. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Carnival Cruise Lines up 47 cents, trading at $12.31, General Electric up 17 cents at $6.40 per share, and Bank of America positive $1.16, trading at $22.58. For local stocks of interest, Costco down $5.20, trading at $3.1630, AT&T positive 69 cents at $30.85, and PG&E up 14 cents, trading at $11.27. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 0.63%. And over two commodities, gold is down $36 an ounce at $1,696, silver off 35 cents at $15.27 per ounce, and crude oil down 31 cents, trading at $25 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, you know, you sound chipper and I know Susan.
I am chipper today.
Susan is just a great, Susan's just a great person anyway. Hey, we talked a little bit about this drug that's showing great promise. And Recividin or something like that, made by Gilead Sciences. And their stock surged.
It went up the open about $8 a share, and right now it's up $6.54 at $83.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's a lot of drug companies working night and day on trying to find vaccines and antibodies, and this drug is actually just used right now at the hospital to help subside the effects of the virus. So there's tons and tons of companies wanting to get this taken care of so we can move on in our economy.
Well,
our health.
I tell you what, when I mention something like that, you're all, you know, and you're on top of it like that, that gives me a warm fuzzy. that, you know, these things are happening. This is going to come back.
It is. We just have to have a lot of patience and try to stay in the middle, not doom and gloom or euphoric. We just have to stay steady.
Yeah, that's it. We have to stay steady. So, Susan Eastman,
okay.
Wells Fargo.
Have a great weekend.
Wells Fargo Advisors there. Okay, thanks a lot. Park Meter Drive. She's the first vice president of investments. So, hey, I'm here with Adam McIlvain, Mayor Adam McIlvain. And I'm not going to hit you hard with the first question. I'm going to talk about a phone call I got during the news. The question was, we're talking about the phases now starting to open the country. And I'm going to ask you about this. But she said the clinic or the field hospital that was put up down at the Civic, they're looking for people to work down there. And she said she's a little, you know, she says if things are kind of starting to taper off, why are they hiring so many people? And I think my answer to this is you can never tell what happens. You've got to plan for the worst. If there's a resurgence or something like this and we get a lot of patients, we want to be able to move other people, not with COVID, into the Civic at the hospital. And her other concern was is that we're going to open up too soon. And I think that those, both of those were interesting questions and interesting observations. What's your take on that?
Good morning. It's great
to
be here.
Yeah, I just threw that one right at you. Yeah. Here, have some coffee.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. You know, it's hard to tell. I know they set up one of those field hospitals earlier up in Seattle, but they didn't, I don't think they got any patients for two weeks, so they ended up closing it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the status of that hospital will be. I know right now they're prepared to start taking patients, but yeah, they're looking to hire, some more staffing. So it's, you know, it's difficult. We'll take it one day at a time and see what happens.
Hey, by the way, we are Facebook live in this, interview with, Mayor McIlvain. So you can see the looks on his face when, I'm just kidding. Well, you can. See, this is why I can't always face this direction, so you can't see my face.
Okay.
So when certain things are said, you know, but I try to keep my military bearing there. Adam, yes. So many things happening with the city.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses shut. What is but yet I see the city is pushing out to start doing some things.
Right. So we took a small step let's see, 3 weeks ago now that we gave a credit back to all of our utility customers that they'll see on their April bill.
I got that.
Was that nice? Was that a good, a pleasant feeling?
People go, well, $50, guess what $50 is? That's 10 face masks.
Well, $50 isn't much to some people, but in Reading, it's a lot to a lot of people.
Well, you know what? It's not only that it came back, but it's a symbol of that we realize people are getting hurt here.
Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the start, and what we had staff do was put together a potential economic recovery package, which mm-hmm. includes direct relief to our businesses and residents, and then also includes potential stimulus to create jobs mm-hmm. in Reading. And this is all sort of, you know, this is a one-time. We're going to go through this Tuesday night, and we'll see what the council ends up approving as part of the entire package.
Now, this is going to be online, so people can come in before this and ask questions about it?
So people can ask questions through written correspondence or through email.
Okay.
They can email us, and we'll take those emails literally up until the moment.
And it's been published already.
Correct.
Okay. So where can people see this?
So if you go to cityofreading.org and then just click on the City Council Agendas link, mm-hmm. and then you can see the staff report and what we're looking at as far as this economic response plan. So there's two sides to.
Okay. What I want to do is let me finish early here. Then we can get in so we can talk about this response plan. Then I want to talk about Trump's issued plan, the phases. Now, it's not fleshed out yet, but it's giving some guidance there. And then Gavin Newsom has come out also with guidance. And you're in what you think about that, and what do you think about the idea that it be brought down to the counties to make that decision? All of that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. If you go by Shasta Regional Medical Center, it kind of reminds me of being in Fallujah a little bit. We've got tents out front, you know, for triaging people at the emergency room. They've got pressurized rooms, so if somebody does have COVID, it goes in there, and none of the germs get anywhere else in the hospital. There are, of course, still no elective surgeries, but anything that's an emergency, you know, heart, lungs, chest, any of those things that are emergencies, of course, the operating rooms are up and running there. And they have been designated. They've received 4 out of 5 stars in the way they handle heart attacks, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, that's a big thing, and also the infection rate at that hospital was really low. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the leaders in this fight against the COVID-19. We'll be right back after these messages with Adam McElvain, Mayor, Reading.
Friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here today with Mayor Adam McElvain of Reading, 8:19 in the morning, 58 degrees, going to be a beautiful day today. Adam, you were getting ready to say about phases and all this when I said, look, let's get into that now. So what's it going to look like? Or on the phases, I think you said phases, didn't you? Oh, no, two parts.
Oh, for the economic response plan?
Yeah.
So we're, you know, at the city, obviously there's two primary things happening right now that we're concerned about and that we want to help with. And the first is the pandemic, and we want to make sure all of our citizens stay safe and healthy and do everything we can to get them to follow the guidelines that have been asked of us. The other half of the coin, though, is the economy, as you know, and these businesses that have been shut down and, you know, probably at least hundreds by now, if not more, of people in Reading and surrounding area that have been laid off. So that's both of those are critical at the same time. And the city, we discussed what we could do as an economic response. And this is, you know, likely going to be a one-time thing, but, you know, there's a lot of areas in the city where we do have rainy day funds, and, you know, right now it's pouring, so now's a good time to put that together. So staff did a really good job of putting together an entire package that Tuesday night the council will go through and go through each line item and talk about that. But that's direct relief and then stimulus as well. And the direct relief, we're looking at an additional $200 to every customer. Throughout Reading, we're looking at additional credits for
$200 for what?
A $200 credit on your electric bill.
Oh,
so beyond the $50, $200 equal distribution, and then we're looking at even more direct relief for all of the people that are on our low income program, and then a specialized relief for business and small business.
What kind of specialized relief are
so,
we talking here?
We really want to look at so we're looking at returning businesses' deposits. So if a business made a deposit on their electric bill, they could get that deposit back in the form of a credit. And then we're also looking at using $600,000 specifically to provide aid to businesses that have been directly impacted by the shutdown and may have not gotten any federal money, and that would be determined on a case-by-case basis. And then the other side is the stimulus side, and when you the total value of what we're looking at is $37.5 million.
Wow.
In assistance to the city. So
are you going to do things like we've tried this before about maybe doing a moratorium on permitting fees, or at least reducing them by half, things like that. To
I don't think we've well. So the you know the construction industry has not stopped.
Yeah, but
because
people,
of the shutdown.
People getting permits after this, where they don't have any money right now to do things, or their businesses are shut down. But you know, when they come back, maybe they want to get permits for doing some things. You know, to you know help their businesses, or maybe put in a generator at their house, or something like this. And the permitting, you know, is there. That would help people.
So I think that's a good idea, and I definitely would look at that. We did, you know, we did do a reduction in our permitting impact fees about 2 years ago, and it was, you know, it was an historic reduction because they'd never been reduced. But we looked at, I think it was about 20% across the board, and then 25% reduction for commercial and
well, this
and
could
industrial.
Be done. This could be done something like aid for the next 6 months or whatever, so it helped people.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get
what
out.
My concern right now is that we're not bottlenecking. Getting the permits out to people. We need to make sure that we're pushing them out as quickly as we can to keep, you know, to keep things moving.
Okay, so next Tuesday, people can observe it over the internet.
So yeah, it'll be live streamed, and then it's also on, I believe, there's a cable channel, you know, that you can watch.
Oh yeah, the from the Shasta County Arts Council.
Right.
They have three channels they put it out over.
Yep.
If you have cable TV, if you, you know, that kind.
Right.
The impact on taxes over this last, well, gosh, let's just say it goes to May 15th. The impact on the coffers of Reading.
So
any estimates on that?
We haven't seen anything yet, and that is information that we get back from the state. So it's hard to tell. You know, we're kind of predicting that there's going to be a spike in sales tax in March just because of the increased spending. There are a lot of purchases being made. TOT tax, though, is going to be very low. the hotel tax.
Yeah, but you have so many of these places being shut down, restaurants and bars and all that. They pay a lot.
That's true. That's true. But,
so, but as we pointed out, some of the, you know, like Ace Hardware and Lowe's and Home Depot, they seem to be selling. Their sales are way up.
Right, right. So it's hard to tell if it's going to be a net, okay, net positive or a net negative, but we should know pretty soon what those numbers are.
Okay. Because, of course, we run on money. And if those, you know, if that goes down. The other thing, other question I've brought up before is the unfunded liabilities. CalPERS, as we all know, runs on the stock market and has probably taken a beating over the last month. You know, the stock market is, as we just heard, is coming back, but it's not there yet. Will they pass that down to us this year?
I don't, it depends on how long this lasts. Mm-hmm. Because they, you know, the way that they get the way that they create our actuarials is based on sort of a 3-year window, kind of like they do with the virus, where they look at a 3-day average, you know, to see if there's an increase or decline, mm-hmm, in the amount of patients. It's the same with the with CalPERS. So if this is a little blip over a 3-year period, we might see a slight adjustment, okay, you know, over the next 20 years, mm-hmm, but it. For us to see a significant change, this was going to have to be much longer and with no stock market recovery.
Okay. Okay, well, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
By the way, that's Channel 181 if you want to watch it. If you have cable TV, mm-hmm, it's Channel 181. And you can see the city council meeting when they're talking about this the financial package, I guess you would call it. Well, I guess what do you call it, the economic?
Response package.
Response package.
Right, because there's, yeah, there's a direct relief side. That will be customized to our city and to our, mm-hmm, community and those who need it. And then we have the stimulus side as well.
Are people obeying that shutdown, you know, starting your businesses?
I've been pretty happy with the city and impressed by how I think Reading's done a fantastic job at following the guidelines. So I've been really pleased with it. And yeah, I think everybody's doing a great job, and I certainly really appreciate it.
How many of your people at the city are working from home, would you say, a percentage?
I don't know that, but we sent people home right away as soon as the guidelines came down from the state, mm-hmm, I want to say 4 weeks ago now. So we adapted right away. We kind of anticipated and,
sure,
and knew that it was coming. I'm not sure the exact percentage, though, of people working from home.
I know that the DA's office will have only 3 or 4 attorneys in there at one time. The rest of them are working from home. Do you see this as being something that we look at in the future? That, you know, people, we don't need them there in the offices. Why not have them work from home?
You know, that's a great question. I think there will be some changes after this as far as you know, how people work, and mm-hmm, it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure how much it will change. I know for my business, we're lucky that we...
But tell people what your business is that are not familiar with.
So I'm a partner at a marketing firm, and we do full-service marketing for medium to large-sized organizations generally. Mm-hmm. And we sent our employees home after the shutdown orders, and it's... luckily, we're one of those businesses where we can still... be productive on just, you know, from home. So our employees are working from home, and so we're lucky in that respect that we can continue to get things done.
I think there's going to be a lot of changes after this when people are going to discover that telemedicine works. What about education of our kids? Of course, to do that, we need a high-speed internet, you know, which you're working on. I want to touch on that one before we're finished. But our rural areas still have dial-up.
Yeah.
So to be able to use a tele-education, teleconferencing type of concept, you have to have the internet to make that work. And I think that, you know, if people find out that they can have half of their employees working from home, that changes how much room they need, changes what kind of buildings they have. If you find out that, you know what, 5 of my people could work from home. But then you've got to figure out, you know, their productivity. Because now I'm hearing things that they're, you know, a lot of people have sent their employees home, but now they've got things where they have to check in, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, I would So that's what I was going to say is even at my business, we want our employees to come back to the office. You know, we work collaboratively and creatively, so we want that team atmosphere. We can get away with working at home, but it's not preferable for us.
Hey, is it true that when you had that Zoom conferencing for all your people that on your screen was your family dog that was in front of the camera? That's just a joke. I'm sorry. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Mary's Pizza. Mary's Pizza, yes, it's open. It's open. And Barry Tippin's on the line, too, and we'll bring Barry in here just as soon as the break's over. The Mary's Pizza is still open. They're still, you can order. They still have their great salads. They have their great, pizzas. Have it all at Mary's Pizza. Mary's Pizza Shack, which is one of the stalwarts of our community that does so much for our community and support. And here's our chance to go back. Have that pizza for lunch or, you know what? Tired of cooking? Frankly, I'm tired of cooking. So I think Mary's Pizza is going to get a big call tonight for the Bot House. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 in the morning, 60 degrees. It's going to be a nice, nice day. And Adam McElvain is our guest.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Jones's Fort Spring Ammo Sale this week only. Your favorite calibers like 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22 long rifle and more. And this week, your ammo background check is free of charge. Huge Spring Ammo Sale on now at Jones's Fort, serving the Reading area for over 50 years. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. We're located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call at 222-3223.
So, you've been at home for days and weeks looking at that old outdated kitchen, bathroom, carpet, and flooring. At Design Time and Tile, we're here to be your design partner. From carpet, luxury waterproof vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, cabinets, and window coverings. Go online or call one of our design consultants to help you with a plan for the new look you've been craving. We're here for you now and beyond at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson state of mind.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome back to Free-Fi Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number. Our guest today is Mayor Adam McElvain. This portion of the show is brought to you by a business that's not working right now, but they are a super business, Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, 244-9478. Make an appointment. My appointment is for May 1st, and I'm believing.
Carl, I need a haircut. Terribly bad.
Man's Last Stronghold, buddy.
This isn't going to work if we go much longer.
Well, Linda was trimming around my ears, and I was really thinking about different types of haircuts. Mm-hmm. You know, now that we're Facebooking live our shows, many of our shows, and we're going to. By the way, everybody, we're getting set up for this. So this is going to be an everyday thing, so you can see our guest. You can talk to him. We get a lot of response on this, thousands. Thousands of views. So to help as we recover from this, we're going to be bringing in people and talking about what's happening. And for the last 3 weeks, we've had nothing, of course, but COVID and people like you, Mayor. We also have Barry Tippin, who is our city manager, is on the line. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Carl. How you doing?
We're socially distancing in here. If you watch it on Facebook, you can see that. I Cloroxed him when he came through the door. He's still upset about it.
Well, that doesn't sound like a bad thing to do, though.
No, it doesn't. You have some comments.
Yeah, I just simply wanted to put a little clarity. You asked a little bit ago, you asked about the CalPERS. I just actually attended a CalPERS webinar about what they're doing, and so mm-hmm. the mayor was almost exactly correct, but with a little deviation. So the expectation is there's going to be losses for sure this year. And what they do is they take those losses and they'll amortize our losses over a 20-year period. But the way they do that is they run an actuarial, and we won't actually see an increase in those payments for 2 years. Then they'll ramp those up for 5, and then there'll be a constant payment for 15 to make up the difference between what they assume versus what they actually earned. And so we'll have 2 years to actually plan for and take care of that increase that'll happen from this year. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, you know, we're going to have that time to ramp up and be prepared for it.
Okay, yeah, they're not going to hit us with a $2 million bill this year or next, you know,
that's
early
correct.
Next year. Hey, Barry,
yep.
I did ask this question. You've got your arms around it better than Adam. You're there every day. How many of your people are working from home?
Yeah, so it's up and down because we've got some employees that, you know, will work a little bit from home and a little bit from the office, so they may have papers that they need to gather or push, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, on 2 days a week, and then they can work 3 days a week. But, you know, at the max, we're probably hitting about 125 individuals who can work from home right now.
Okay, and that's out of how many?
Out of 800.
Out of 800. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it's not a bigger percentage. It's not as big a percentage as I thought.
Yeah, well, you got to realize, right, you know, our major employment is police officers,
of course.
Firefighters,
that's right, of
utility
course. Yeah.
workers.
I was thinking
more
of the ones that are working in the city offices.
Yeah, City Hall, we're probably upwards of 50% of those in City Hall are working at least part-time from home.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's. I would say it's working as well as you can expect.
Uh-huh.
I think that as we work through this, we're going to see that it's been effective for what it's accomplishing. But what we're missing is all of those, interactions that can take place, all of those things that get taken care of because you run into somebody in a hallway or at a meeting that you otherwise wouldn't have thought about. And so those, I think people oftentimes underestimate the value of those social interactions as it relates to business getting done.
Well, no, because you hear something, you hear some people talking about something, and impacts on your portion of the organization. No, I understand that. Okay, hey, Barry, thanks so much for calling in. And so it looks like even though that the CalPERS is going to take a hit on this, that it's not going to jump on us right away, that they're going to happen.
And we have time to build it up.
Good. Okay. Hey, thanks. Yep. Thank you very much. Stay safe. Adam, the President Trump came out with phases. I don't know if you had a chance to read them all. It's more of a guideline right now. It hasn't really been fleshed out totally. But Governor Newsom has also come out with guidelines. Shasta County and Northern California is different than Southern California. They mentioned in Trump's outline, it said it could go down to the county level about making that decision. What do you think about that?
Just from what I know, and obviously I'm not a health expert, but I think doing it as granular as you can, down to a certain point, makes sense. So I think probably doing it by the county level is a good idea, rather than state by state, because, there's going to be places in states that are completely different.
He was on the phone with all the governors. And there's some places like, MoDoc County, and I've got a list of them here. Five counties have not had one case of COVID. But they're doing the social distancing, I assume, they're all doing that. It seems like they could probably open for business because they've never had a case yet.
Right. Yep. And I think that's important because we have to be – we have to be smart about the reopening, and we do. We want to get people back to work as soon as we can. We want to get our economy back to where it was. And, our quality of life literally depends on how well we recover from this.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's my opinion the city council should be putting pressure on the supervisors to stand up and say, hey, we're opening up. We don't have the problem they have in Southern California. That being said, I'm going to make a comment, and then I'm going to have a long question. I've noticed when it comes to tax increases, government, doesn't matter which entity, doesn't come and say, hey, well, we've got this service we need to provide, and we need a little bit extra money to provide it. Now it seems the government's attitude is, let's see how much money we can get, and then we'll decide what we're going to do with it. And I was looking at this $50 rebate that the city gave to the ratepayers and promptly put it on their bills, took it off their bills. And I read where that was from, I think the carbon tax or some darn tax, green tax. And that money could only be distributed to the ratepayers or other green projects. And I see where the Reading Electric Utility will probably have a real low income coming in because of the businesses shutting down. So it looks to me like the city council gave everybody a $50 rebate and paid it to the electric utility to help make up for that. And it leaves a sour taste in my mouth when somebody says, here's $50. Now I'm going to tell you how I'm going to spend it for you. Looks like a backdoor way to get some revenue to the electric utility. That being said, after you do all these goodwill projects and everybody feels good that you've kept the economy going, that Reading would have gone into a big depression without it, is there a tax increase on the horizon for November? I remember Julie Winters saying, well, if you give us a penny, that'll generate $25 million. Think of what we can do with that.
So the question is, will there be a tax raise coming?
Has there been any talk about it?
So far as I know, I have not heard anything of another proposed tax for November. I would think that it would be very politically difficult to get something like that passed right now. But I did want to address a few things. The $50 credit is not for some way for the REU to get more revenue. We're giving money back to the ratepayers. And what we're doing is we're using the cap and trade money. And a few electric utilities 4 or 5 years ago, you know, this money had been built up and was supposed to be used for specific programs, but many of those programs have become defunct. So other cities, what they did is they took this cap and trade money, the entire amount that they had, and then they just gave an equal distribution to all the customers in the city. So that's what we're looking at doing to and adding that to get the additional 200. So this is... this is taxpayer money that we are returning to the taxpayer.
And telling them how they're going to spend it.
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Nobody's telling you how to spend the money.
Well, you're giving the revenue back to the ratepayer, but you're putting it into the electric utility. Why don't you give each ratepayer a check for $50? And they can go decide how they want to improve the economy and spend their money.
Okay,
that's
Ned,
my point.
All right, Ned, thanks a lot. What he's saying is, why not just give them the $50 out of the fund and let them pay, let them use it any way they want.
I guess I'm a little confused as to what that means.
Well, instead of just going right to the, you took
instead 50, of crediting
instead
the electric
of crediting
bill,
the electric bill, just write, give them a prepaid check for $50. I guess that's one way of doing it.
Well, to me, it's essentially the same thing, is it not?
Well, this way he says it's you take it off the electric bill and the ratepayer doesn't get a choice. Well, I understand what you're saying, Nick, but I also know I got $50 off my electric bill. Okay.
If we give you a $50 credit or a $200 credit on your electric bill, that means there's still $200 of cash in your pocket. It's already there.
Yeah. So, right? So you can use it for something else.
You can spend that $200 how you want.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show, I want to talk about SST oil. I want to talk about truckers. I want to talk about how truckers are also some of those heroes that we don't think about out there. But without those truckers in 3 days, you think the zombie apocalypse was bad. If we were without truckers for 3 days when the food starts running out, you'd find out how what your neighbors are like. But the truckers are out there. SST Oil is delivering gas, oil, jet fuel all over the western United States. And, this company has been around for 52 years, helping our community in so many different ways. And I have nothing but accolades for SST Oil. Something tells me if they were needed to haul something into a Redding, that they'd make some trucks available, some tractors available for that. Like I said, it's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for good employees. So you can give them a call at 241-1167, SST Oil. We'll be right back with Adam McIlvain, Mayor of Redding.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. So that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully,
It appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, the 17th of April, 8:51 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. There may be some rain this weekend. We got a 60% chance on Monday and 40% chance on Sunday. Today it should go up to 79. Tomorrow, 73 with cloudiness. And again, Sunday down to 72. But like we said, we may be rolling in some rain here. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. I'm here with Adam McElbain, mayor of Reading. We've gone through the economic
response plan.
We've talked about the $50 rebate from REU. We've talked about Barry Tippin called in. We talked about the impact on CalPERS because, as we know, if they don't make money, they take it from us, and how that works. And if you're just, you know, tuning in, is they will take a hit on this, but they will not hit us immediately. It'll be in they're going to put it out on a on your graduated amount we're paying, and it wouldn't start for 2 years, which allows us to accumulate some as we get back into our economy.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say the as far as this economic response plan goes, the city is not going to solve this problem. You know, the city can't come in and just say, hey, we're going to fix the economy and fix the pandemic. But what we can do is we can be proactive and be a part of the solution. And what's important about doing it at the city level, at the local level, is that we can create a more customized response to the local needs so that we can get as many of the businesses that have been impacted back to work and back online as we can. So I don't think there's any thought, at least in my mind, that the city can come in and save everybody. But what we can do is we can help, and that's important right now. I think that's really important. This is an unprecedented time, and I think the city needs to be bold in their action and do what we can to help people get
through. It's time
to
attack. Audacity. Hey, if nothing else, this epidemic, this crisis has shown us that the internet is so important to what goes on. Where are we with our high-speed fiber optic cable?
So the final version of the master Reading Master Broadband Plan was completed, I want to say, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
And we had originally anticipated having this in front of the council this month to deliberate on, but, you know, we've been delayed a little bit. It might be next month that we bring it before the council. So the final plan is put together. It's four phases. You know, we're talking about phases here, but it's a great plan, and it's a smart plan. So I'm looking forward to presenting that to the city council. But you're right. Through this pandemic, it has really increased the value of having a local fiber network in your city just because of the reliability, the security, the bandwidth. So there's definitely a new angle. You know, before it was a smart move, and now it's a smart and a wise move, you know, to have this type of infrastructure.
I think I think it goes beyond just smart. I think if we're going to stay in the, you know, at least try to keep up with what's going on in our country, especially after this, that we would be remiss not to get that high-speed optic or fiber cable in here. For one thing, it can give us the opportunity to bring in businesses that wouldn't ordinarily be here. But again, it's telemedicine, teleeducation. Unfortunately, those still out in the rural areas, and we still have dial-up in many cases, or really slow internets, and those people are suffering from that, suffering in the sense of they can't get a lot of the things that, you know, if they're stuck out there someplace. And telemedicine is just a good example, you know, being able to talk to your doctor and tell them what's going on so the doctor, you know, they don't have to drive 60 miles to see their doctor. I think that's one of the phases that Trump is talking about is for the infrastructure, is bringing in high-speed internet to the rural areas.
That's yeah, and that would be thing. That would be very helpful.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if they're talking about running fiber.
Not the fiber optic, but right. Just, you know, yeah. Like we have here. So mm-hmm. People would be able to have at least something better than dial-up or a very slow connection.
Right,
But this indeed shows us what we, you know, the importance of a robust, fast internet mm-hmm. can do.
Right, and especially the local needs because the medical community – you know, medical needs and education really are the two independent, you know, the two industries that would see the most value right now. Obviously, innovation is at the top and business, but the needs of the medical side of things right now and education, they would utilize this network immediately.
If you have questions for Adam, the you know, email type stuff, how do people get a hold of you that way?
Well, you can reach out to me through the city's website, and there are phone numbers to call in, leave voicemails, emails. Mm-hmm. You can send emails.
What's your email address?
It's I believe it's adam@cityofreading.org, but you do have to double check.
I think it's that way.
Right.
Everybody is trying to figure out what's going on. You and the rest of the city council members, well, most of them, have been reaching out to people, letting them know what's going on. You've given that press conference the other day. You're here today. You're at every one of those meetings most of those meetings that the task force is having.
Right.
You're tied into that. What's your feeling on this? Are we going to be able to open up, say, sooner than Southern California?
You know, we need to open up as soon as our public health officials will allow us.
Yeah, Donnell called in about 20 minutes ago, and we're going to get him on next week and talk to us about when and the criteria that he is going to publish about us, you know, about opening up. Especially since all these guidelines have come out just yesterday, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's kind of hard. You know, we've got to digest those. It's 27 pages.
One thing I wanted to say, so my email address is amcilvain@cityofreading.org, and it's forwarded to a specific Gmail account that I use just for city.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't remember the exact exact name.
Well, that's why we have Sarah.
Right. That's perfect.
So just everybody continues to do what they're doing. Mask up.
You know, we want to continue to follow the guidelines and really hope that that we get the green light soon. because I think people are being very patient. People are being very cooperative.
Right now.
But that's not going to,
No, it's not going to last because we're not like that. Mm-hmm. We're not like that. You know, we don't like giving up our constitutional freedoms. You know, it's kind of a social contract right now we're having with each other that says, okay, we're going to protect each other and do this. But at a certain point, unless there's something that shows that this is good for us, that this is working and that it's not passed and it's not an overreach, and then at that point people are going to just ignore it.
Yep, it'll get, it will get tough. So I think we, you know, I think we can do it soon. I think we can do it smart, and I think people will cooperate. But yeah, it, it can't go on forever.
No, no, it's got to be, it's got to be real reasoning. And that's why it's good to get these guidelines. So we can take a look and say, we don't have that, 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 or that. That means we should be able to open under these guidelines sooner. Okay. Yep. Adam, thank you so much for being with us and be